Yeah, that was scary, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, not our favorite sound.
No clapping.
From
scary.
Our favorite people.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone, to Shame on Me.
Shame on Me.
I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
There you go.
That was cute.
I just thought I'd try something like a little more formal today.
Yeah, that's the one thing that we get criticized for not being too not formal enough.
From all the people who are listening.
Those reviews are coming in hot.
Yeah.
And
leave
you know,
review.
Mostly positive, but
surprisingly positive. Honestly.
But yeah, we're playing it a little too fast and loose, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're just rolling on vibes right now.
Yeah, I thought that sweater was the sweater you showed me the other day.
No.
Did you? Is this one new, or
yeah.
Are you just okay?
It was a Christmas present to myself.
That's cute.
Thank you. You're
developing a new aesthetic.
I'm really into this aesthetic, this
yeah.
like flowery.
Yeah.
I'm really feeling it.
I love yarn.
Yeah, I know, right? Someone asked me today if I made this, and I was like, that's a compliment.
You could have.
No, I'm not talented in
yeah.
that way.
Well, you could be, but I guess so. You know, it's how often, what kind of hobbies do you have?
Like none.
Yeah.
This is now my hobby.
What hobby would you like to have, but you would have liked to start it like 20 years ago when hobbies were easy to get into?
That's a good question.
And like being bad at hobbies was not something that
was stressful.
Really destroyed your own self-sense
of
worth.
Yeah. Probably something that was like athletic. Because I just hate anything that involves athleticism.
But you want...
sports.
To be playing sports right now?
No, but
like,
I want to want to.
But what do you want to?
Well, like, I don't know. I don't.
Well, like, instruments? Do you
I
wish
mean,
you
instruments
you
would be cool.
More?
Yeah. Yeah. My level of rapping right now is not quite enough. Oh, gosh.
My name
start.
Is Janet, and I'm here to say.
And that's it.
Yeah, I'd never have anything more than that line.
That was honestly more than I've got, so.
Give it a shot.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But thanks for the offer.
Okay, so not rapping.
Not rapping. Yeah, actually, that's such a good question. I mean, music would be cool.
Yeah.
Like guitar. I think I'd like to know how to play guitar.
A talent and a skill is
yeah.
really...
I don't think your mic picked that up.
I think that was the point.
Okay.
That was just for you.
I think you should say it again, louder this time.
I personally don't.
Okay. Yep. Or a language. But I don't know if you call that
language.
A hobby. That would
no.
be more like a skill.
No, I'm with you on that. I'll expand beyond hobbies to skills. Because language, yeah.
Language would be a good one.
Yeah. Even just like some kind of crafting or like making things.
Okay.
Or even art. I don't do like any like drawing or painting and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
Me neither.
Now I guess I'll never do it.
Yeah. It's too late now. It's too late to start.
The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. And if you didn't do it, then you're fucked.
It's way too late. Wow, what an inspiring way to start these conversations.
Shame on us.
We've had people listen to this podcast.
Not random people.
No, certainly not. Also, Drud's not here. In case
oh,
people
man.
Were
Can we spend a little time on that right now?
Should I pre-apologize to Drud for whatever you're about to say? If
I don't
she
know.
Listens to this?
Let's just let the words flow.
Okay, let them flow.
I'm starting to get offended.
We did invite her to record with us today, and
yeah.
she said no.
Hard no.
She is available. She's home. I think my voice just cracked. I feel
really
emotional about it. That's what it felt like.
You gotta look at that.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. Well, just called it out then. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she's too busy to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Which is...
What were the words that she used specifically this weekend? The weekends are for my friends.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what she said. It hurt a little.
I, Guess I don't know what the fuck we're doing here.
Yeah.
If we're not friends.
Yeah, I guess not.
Are we friends yet?
We've said friends.
We've said friends, but like, are we friends?
I think we're friends.
Hell yeah.
I mean, when we don't work together anymore, it's going to be the only thing holding us together.
Which is really what most friends have in common. That they don't work together,
yeah,
and it's only their friendship that holds them together.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I said to Stefan earlier about the podcast.
Uh-huh.
It will probably get better when we don't work together.
Maybe.
Because,
in what way?
Well, like, we will have so many things to talk about.
Mm.
We really, I think we've been trying not to talk about interesting things at work, which makes us not the most fun companions for
when
our coworkers.
When was the last time we, oh, I see what you're saying. It's weird though, because most of the time we're just like in the car.
That's true. And we're still talking.
What was last week like? I don't remember. Oh, no, it was
a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have anything more to say about that.
Yeah. I was thinking that it was a tough week. I didn't remember any of our car time, but.
No, not a tough week.
I think
week.
We had decent car time.
Yeah. We had 3 days, 2 days, 3 days where we drove together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we laugh enough?
Maybe. Maybe not. We listened to a lot of music.
Yeah.
In the car.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Mostly it was a music heavy week.
Yeah.
A lot of Hamilton, a lot of Rent.
Oh,
Rent
I did
heavy.
Enjoy the Rent.
Yeah, me
part.
Too.
I Take Me or Leave Me.
It's a banger.
Do you feel that way ever?
No.
That's fine. I
maybe with some people.
Well, I'm kind of thinking about in a romantic relationship,
not
specifically,
at this point.
Where it's like, what do you mean not at this
point?
Well,
I'm really far in. It's too late to be like, well.
But did you feel that way earlier?
Oh, probably.
What was like the start? Like, what was the start of your love story?
It was really nice.
Oh, okay. That doesn't sound interesting.
It's really not interesting at all. We moved in together after 6 months.
What was the first time you held hands like?
It was nice.
Wow, you're giving us nothing.
I tried to remember. I honestly don't really remember. I don't
know.
I bet
the first time you kissed was nice.
Yeah. I don't really know what to
first
say.
First date, nice.
Yeah, first date.
You haven't
it was
slept
fine.
Together yet because.
No.
No. That's not your style.
Not my style. First date was fine.
Tell me more. Fine is not nice.
I was on the fence.
After the first date or during the first date, before the first date?
After. Not in like a bad way. It wasn't like he'd done anything bad.
Just no riz, hey?
But it was. I'm going to tell him not to listen to this episode. He is upstairs, so he might be hearing everything we're saying.
He's generally not attractive to me. Really,
hey, baby.
Really
love you.
Really had to work for it.
Yeah. It was just, I didn't know if the vibes were vibing.
Mm.
But after our third date, vibes were vibing. And
you know what happens on the third date?
Oh my god,
you buy a house together.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then we spent a lot of time together. I actually canceled our second date. I was in a brief phase of life where I decided that I wasn't going to do anything I didn't want to do 100%. So that led
Shouldn't
to
that
me
be...
well, but it also means that if you're the slight bit anxious or uncomfortable, you just like don't do it.
Oh,
you know, it was
yeah,
like I
yeah,
was
yeah,
a little
yeah, yeah,
anxious
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
So I said I was sick, which was not true.
Oh, you lied.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then
maybe
it was
you should have some integrity instead rather than just.
No, I don't think so.
Making shit up.
No, I don't. It's too late now. It's an ingrained part of who I am.
No integrity. We're having no integrity going forward.
Zero integrity.
You heard it here first. Yeah. There's no redemption once you.
You really have
sign
no
on.
Idea if I'm telling you the truth at all right now. I could be fully lying.
If you wanted to lie, I'd hope you'd do a better job
yeah,
of it.
I'm not a good liar.
If anything, I believe that you're lying because nice is such a bad answer.
But yeah, I canceled our second date and then it was like Thanksgiving or something. So we didn't see each other for a while.
Mm.
Or I canceled our third. I can't remember. I think I canceled our second. And then, but after our third, we were spending lots of time together.
Yeah.
And then we moved in together. And then.
That was like pandemic related. Hey?
It was pandemic related. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was also like, I put a lot of thought into it. It was not.
That's the best way to make decisions. Only thoughts, no feelings.
Okay, I also thought about how I felt. No, that's not right.
What?
Listened to my feelings.
Okay.
But I really had to, like, I got a lot of advice. I called a lot of people to, like, talk to them because it was pretty early.
And the Riz was better at this point.
The Riz was better.
Okay, yeah.
I think I was worried that it was, like, the wrong decision. But not because I thought it was the wrong decision, that it was, like, societally or, like, traditionally, like, the wrong decision.
Yeah, it's when you, like, try to make those decisions that are, like, defensible.
Yes.
So that, like, if something goes wrong, at least people aren't like, well, you could have seen this coming.
Yeah.
Like, you should have seen this coming. How dare you put yourself in a position where you, like, get hurt.
Yes.
And then you come to us thinking that we're going to give you sympathy. Yeah.
Fuck
bullshit.
That. Fuck that.
Not the way I work.
Yeah. So I got a lot of opinions, which was helpful.
Do you ever see that as anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't. I didn't.
For sure.
I'm coming to realizations.
Yeah. I think I see it as that now. I don't know if I saw it as that then.
And it's one of those, you might just have to do it.
Yeah.
Good on you for having people in your life that aren't like, no, don't do this.
Yeah, no one really. Some people were like, no, but not in a.
Who were they? Let's write down names. Are they invited to the wedding?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Are you kidding me?
Not in.
Are you fucking kidding
not
me?
Not in that way.
What do you mean not in that way?
They were just like, if they weren't talking about him, they were just, okay, Rue, that's enough. We don't need to be doing that. They were just like, if I think it's a good idea for you to move in at 6 months, no. But it's not like because of you and your relationship. I just don't think it's like the best move. But they were also very, it wasn't like, I'm going to be disappointed if you do this thing.
Yeah, we can't have people be disappointed in us.
That would have been really hard for me to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not have liked that at all.
Who were these people? Was it your mom?
Yeah, I would have asked my mom. I asked my cousins, two of my cousins who are a little bit older than me.
And wiser or just older?
I think they're wiser in some ways. Oh. I'm wise too.
How are you wise?
I don't know. Someone else tell me.
You know when to fold them, that's for sure. Yeah.
I know when to run away, which is always. Always run. Yeah, but it was a good choice. I mean, so far a good choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're doing okay.
It's probably going to end someday.
I'm going to knock on wood now.
Well, what, you think you're going to notebook it?
Well, I'd like to think that. Why are you putting this out there? What is happening?
Well, I'm saying statistically speaking.
Oh, my God.
Something's going to happen.
Who likes this kind of conversation? Who likes this kind of feedback?
I'm just saying there's beauty even though things don't always last.
Jesus Christ.
Not even in the way of like breaking up, but.
Maybe I die.
Yeah, you want to die first? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't think I'm going to die first.
But do you want to?
I guess it depends when we're talking. No, I don't want to die first. No, I do want to die first. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
I think I'm more resilient. So maybe I should. Yeah.
Interesting.
But if we're talking like in our 90s, then.
Oh, my God.
When?
A few years ago when I was like into climbing and stuff. There was one couple. They were out skiing or mountaineering or something, and one of them died in an avalanche.
Oh, my God.
And then their partner killed themselves soon after.
And these were, like, people you knew?
No.
Then what is the story? Are we just talking about random tragedies? That is tragic.
And then I also, there's one mountaineer who died, and their partner, wow. It was just magnificent.
Did not do well.
No, nobody does well.
Yeah, fair.
But, like, very, like, open with it and like,
wow, good for them.
They ended up going, I don't know if they ended up climbing like the route that or the mountain that they died on, or you know just one of those things where
journey,
like, open, not openly grieving where it's like everything is documented,
right,
but like sharing that kind of
their
stuff.
Process rather than trying to hide it to make other people uncomfortable
yeah
or other people comfortable we hide it so we make other people comfortable.
It makes me feel uncomfortable, so
when
people hide their shit.
Yeah. But you're probably in the...
Fucked in the head, yeah.
Well, yeah. I don't think...
Didn't need to say that.
Yeah, didn't need to say it. But you're in the minority. Most people are very uncomfortable with other people's
first time shit. Being in the minority for me.
Yeah, you really are in that asshole majority, aren't you?
Well, I wouldn't have defined it as that.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, especially in, like, the work that we do and the work that I've done, looking at, like, power wheels and power and privilege wheels, I'm like, center.
Yeah. All me.
Ha-cha-cha.
I mean, I'm doing pretty good, too. Like, I...
You do have one major thing going against you.
Yeah. What is it? You just said my name. You suck at this. 16-ish. Oh, well, different recording, so I don't know. Yeah, you're bad at this.
I'm great at... No, honestly, I can't even say that. I listened to episode 3. No, episode 4.
Oh, okay.
Did you
re-listen to episode 3? Holy hell, that's crazy.
No, that's not what I'm about.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say? I was listening to episode 4 when I was, like, in, like, my snooze era.
Okay.
In the morning.
Okay.
And I just, like, had it on. It was really funny hearing Hannah bark on the podcast. You could hear her. Thinking that she was barking in real life.
Aw.
No idea what I'm talking about right now.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I was listening. Oh, and I didn't like it.
Really?
I did not enjoy listening to myself.
Well, that's my job, because I'm vain and I like listening to myself.
Exactly right. But, like, I just did not. I was just not vibing with myself.
I mean, I'm so far pretty useless on the podcast front.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I just...
You're our marketer.
Right. Yes. Until Drudd apparently takes that over.
What the fuck? I'm just like, what? Just what?
We're going to find out. She said she has a plan. She said she's going to come up with two plans and we get to choose for marketing.
I know it's maybe not the best time to bring it up. But okay. I have a feeling she has concepts of a plan.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that.
She's going to ask us for the plan. Vibes. She's got vibes. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's no pitch, no materials. She might. She might.
Let's see.
Am I betting on that? Would I bet anything on that?
No.
It better be good odds.
Yeah.
Maybe an arbitrage.
There you go.
Arbitrage?
That's right.
Stefan, are you proud of me?
Yeah. Hey. Yesterday, I was out for lunch with my bridesmaids. And one of them... Oh, I'd posted a reel on Instagram with, like, a voiceover.
Oh.
And one of them...
Of you?
Yeah.
I'm so curious.
On my book Instagram.
Ooh.
Yeah. And one of them said... That reel was...
Books. Books are your hobby.
Books are my hobby. But that's, like, a current hobby.
Oh, no. Not current hobbies.
Well, you said a hobby I want to get into 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I asked you what your hobbies are.
Oh, that's true. Books are my hobby.
Media is a hobby. Yeah. Media is a hobby. Pop culture.
I love books. Yeah. And she said, you should start a podcast. And I said, have we not talked about this? And I said, I did. And then it was just funny because I think I told her, but we were pretty under the influence the weekend before.
That's your vibe.
So she didn't remember.
Weekly dose of shaming for drinking not a problem?
I might be drinking right
now. That was your name again.
Oh my God, you're horrible at this. So I don't know if she's going to listen, but hi, if you're listening, I've said that too many times. You know who you are. And
there's a go on.
That was weird.
What?
I don't know. I'm a little weird today. I'm feeling a little off.
Oh no, I'm so random. Rawr.
God. Yeah, and that was nice.
I just got a side part from saying that.
I do have a side part.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I'm so curious what you would look like with a middle part.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
potentially
committed.
Hip, cool with it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what I want, though. I'm really going into my grandma era with these sweaters, with these crocheted flower sweaters.
I have to believe that's cool. Knitted.
Yeah, it's knitted. I think they're cool, which is maybe the problem.
I don't think there's anything wrong with them.
Yeah.
Other than like mostly of what everything is going on with them.
Well, that's fine. That's your opinion.
Okay. I'm usually in the majority.
Okay. So we might have some more listeners.
I love that.
And Dredd really said her friend.
You're doing the work on that.
Well, Dredd said her friend listened and thought we were funny.
We are funny.
I think so, too.
I have self-doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I always have a good time while we're talking. Mm-hmm. And maybe I just need to be listening to it with you to like laugh
we
about it.
We do laugh when we listen together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe not be sleeping.
Yeah, fair.
But.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd like to wake up to my voice or fall asleep to it. Or I'd really like it and then really need to do some inner digging on why.
Yeah, have you read The Myth of Narcissus yet?
Yeah, literally. I'd be questioning some things.
Do you find it encouraging or comforting that mental health has really been around for mental health issues and spiritual health issues have been around forever?
I actually do.
Yeah.
Because it's just like the human condition, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I think it's kind of sad that like we didn't know it.
You should stop touching the mic.
Fuck, sorry.
I don't know what you want to do with it. I think you should just do it.
I feel like
all at once.
Okay, I'm gonna stop now. Yeah, it's kind of sad because some people probably would have been like had
autistic.
That's really not where I was going with that at all. I mean, yeah, no. I was just gonna say people would have had more support.
Yeah. Well, like, what's more, well, I guess, what period of time are we talking about? Are we talking about, like...
I mean, lots of periods of time.
Yeah.
Any time when hysteria was in the DSM for any condition involving a woman.
That's a pretty short period of time.
Yeah, well...
Lengthy for a lifetime, but...
True.
Not lengthy for generations.
Any time that and before.
I see what you're saying.
So, most of time.
Yeah, do you only care about women's issues? I'm
obviously.
So sorry. Okay.
I mean, you only care about men's issues, so well, someone needs to balance it out.
That they're the most important
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, obviously. We've talked about this. So I'm just like, I'm just trying to create some balance here.
Fix men, fix the rest.
Yeah.
Everybody takes men's lead. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
do you feel
I
uncomfortable?
Think we've made these jokes too often.
Yeah.
Do you have topics? Or do you... Oh, tell me about your weekend. That's what I want to hear about.
My weekend. Good.
Tell me about it without giving things away that we need to bleep.
Okay, so that was loaded.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Went to another rave.
Okay.
I made some pants on Friday, like in a couple hours.
That's impressive.
It was pretty impressive.
That's crazy.
I messed up quite a bit.
Okay.
And I need to like figure out what my hem needs to be.
Like lengthwise?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like stepping on a pant
when
you're just like shuffling around.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not fun.
And then your pants are all dirty and gross. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought that I made the right adjustment, but I was still like a whole inch too short.
Too short.
So I ended up just like pinning them with safety pins. For the entire night, but that was totally fine. One thing that I did was I had like a, I don't know what I'd call it, but it was kind of like a scarfy thingy. There's a picture of it.
I'm coming in.
But like you see the sun and moon, the
oh,
sun,
cute.
The sun side. It wasn't big enough to
do
really
the whole
like
pants.
Cut into. Or no, what I wanted to do.
Oh, I see it. Oh, I see
have
the.
Done
yep.
like quarter
okay.
panels.
Yeah.
Like normal pants where you have like four, like two fronts, two backs. But that would have cut the image in half. And then if I wanted to like put the image together, then you'd be missing like a half an
where
inch.
Where the seam would be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or doing it like quarters and then you're just like cutting off half of
right,
the,
just big
the
chunks.
Image as well.
Right.
So I didn't really enjoy that.
Yeah.
So instead of four panels, I made it two panels. And okay. instead of like having to
so they were like wrapped
to seam the sides mm-hmm. together, it was just like one big tube.
I see. Yeah. That's cool.
So no pockets.
Right.
I'd have to like put pockets on externally, which I think would be interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that was the whole design
very cool
aspect of it. Used that like scarfy whatever thing. you like that scritchies, but you don't like me looking at you.
Yeah. She's halfway there.
Yeah. And then I had a silver curtain that I used for the other.
Oh, love that.
I think I need to get a serger because it is super annoying to have to like, I don't know if hem or whatever, not hem, but like before I even put panels together, I have to go along the edge and do like a zigzag.
Oh, because the fabric's the like,
yeah,
it's choppy. I don't know.
It's well, like the strands are,
yes, right,
are
right.
fraying
yes.
off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
oh, and a serger would zigzag it for you. Like it wouldn't do, it would do the kind of seam you need it to do.
Yes.
Okay.
And like, so like, I think what happens with a serger, do you know anything about serging?
Not really. I okay. heard the word.
Yeah, good. Yeah. That's a start.
Yeah.
I literally just said it, so even if you didn't hear it before then,
well, okay.
I'd hope that you've heard it.
Heard it now, yeah.
With the serger, I think like as it sews the seam,
yeah,
it also like cuts off excess fabric and then does like the zigzag thing. It's like it's like any, it's this.
Oh, okay.
So that would also make my seams
really
my,
like small extra, and tight.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Fancy.
Which would be nice because even like having the seam on the curtain, it's like it's a thick fabric,
right?
Right? So it's like poking me.
Any
in ways
extra
that I don't
fabric.
Like being poked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's fair.
Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I was thinking about instead of cutting the panels out so that it's connected at the side, mm-hmm. That I could like connect them in the front, but I think that would fuck up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
Worth a try,
that's
maybe.
That's interesting. That's an interesting thought. Okay, so I made the pants.
Okay.
I put them off way too long. It was kind of stressful. I didn't end up going to hang out with people beforehand because it took too long.
Okay.
But a friend came over and we were hanging out, listening to a lot of like Bleachers in 1975, which
love it.
Not necessarily the most
rave,
yeah,
preppy music.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But I had a great time. Turns out I don't think the music at raves are my favorite part of it. I just
okay.
really love going around and chit-chatting. And when I go around and chit-chat, we're obviously talking about clothes.
Right.
But then
everyone's just wearing wild stuff.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then I'm like, what's your birthday?
Always.
What's your partner's birthday? And then I just get to talk to people about like the people that they love.
It's the right environment for that question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like talk about like, oh, like what are like the similarities? What are the difficulties? I was talking to one person and they were like, they're a Cancer and their partner's an Aries.
Oh my God.
And
I just thought of something. Keep going. I'll say
okay.
it after.
And so like an Aries and a Cancer, you got a goat with like a little crybaby. So like that's an interesting dynamic. Okay. And they were telling me a story about like how their partner like took their face in their hands and said, I really hate stupidity.
Oh my
and
God.
And that was really stupid. So I think that was like difficult for their relationship.
Oh
but,
my God.
Like, you know, all relationships have their pros and cons. Don't
if Stefan said that
gifts
to me
and
seriously,
challenges.
I would have to leave for the night.
Yeah, I think
that would hurt me a lot.
I that's the interesting thing about
oh
relationships,
goodness.
Isn't it?
Wow. Okay. Well, I just had an idea.
I'm not done.
Okay. Sorry. Keep going.
But I still had that moment where I was talking to somebody and then I was like, ugh, I don't, maybe these aren't the people that I actually want to be talking to. And then,
did you feel locked in to the conversation?
No,
okay.
I felt like, ugh. And part of like, oh, you're not fucking with me, but also I'm not fucking with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And that's okay.
It is okay. It's a lot to deal with
yeah.
in the moment.
Yeah.
But I, you know, just doing my standard, why aren't you dressed up more? And he's like, I think I'm looking pretty good. And I'm like, uh-oh.
You said that? Jesus.
He was wearing like a Blue Jays jersey and just looking like a loser.
Shame on you.
Shame on me. But yeah, sometimes you end up calling people ugly.
And yeah.
They don't like that.
Shockingly.
Shame on me.
It's not their favorite moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Okay, are you done now?
Yes.
My idea is you should start bringing random people you meet at raves on the podcast.
Mm. They would love that.
Like, that could be a great monthly segment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I want them in my house because I don't love strangers in my house.
Neither does Rue.
Rue does hate that.
Do you... What came first? You hating strangers in your house or Rue hating strangers in your house?
Me, which is maybe the problem.
Dogs do tend to take after their owners, do they? Don't they?
I love being reminded that I broke my dog. Thanks.
Well, are we even broken, Heather?
She's a little broken. She's working
so
on it.
So are we pointing a finger at somebody and realizing we're pointing three
for
at
sure,
ourselves?
For sure. Yeah. Realizations that we don't want to deal with, you know?
Yeah.
We're just pushing them to the side.
Well, they'll be there for later.
Yeah, they will
be. A nice little treat.
They will be.
Yeah, we'll always have something to deal with. No, I like the idea of bringing randos on the podcast. That sounds great.
Right?
They don't know our vibe. We don't know their vibe.
It could be a wild time.
I
also hate talking to strangers, which would make it really interesting.
What, like, is this like, okay, so you know the Hawk Tua girl?
Yep.
She has a podcast.
Okay.
It's called Talk Tua or Talking Tua, Talk Tua.
Okay.
You like that, hey?
So dumb.
And so on TikTok, there's an account called Talking Talk Tua.
Okay.
And they like dissect the, and it's like a parody, and they're like, blah, 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 like very big words,
okay,
and like wearing fancy glasses and swirling wine glasses.
Okay, yes.
And then there's also a Talking Talking Talk Tua, Talking Talking Talk Tua, where people are, actually, I don't know if that one actually exists. I've never seen that. I only see people reference it in the comments. Like, I can't wait to see the Talking Talking
Talk
Tua.
So maybe it's just like a ongoing joke, but it's not an actual thing.
Or maybe I'm just not invited.
Yeah.
But do we have a podcast of randos and then we talk about the randos,
or we just have
another podcast?
Yeah, that's an
option. How many podcasts do we want?
Yeah, Catan.
Are we creating a network?
Yeah, we might be. We have five listeners, but we're ready for a network. I mean, it could be like strangers on Sunday talking about the strangers on Wednesday.
I thought you were going to go with the alliteration there. So like talking to strangers on Sunday.
Yeah.
Talking
on Tuesday. That would have been a better way to say it.
Shaming on Saturday.
Wow. That's three episodes. That's too many episodes.
And 2 days in a row.
That is too many.
We'd actually need an editor.
Yeah. I don't have time for that. You don't have time for that either.
Sorry. What part don't you have time for?
Three episodes a week?
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about editing.
Well, I don't have time for that, which is why I'm not doing it.
You have 3 hours to spare to listen to yourself
talk. To be fair,
talk.
I already listen to myself talk.
Yeah.
And then I sometimes tell you when we need to change things. But yeah, we've mostly just been tracking it ourselves. So really, I am back to being useless.
We're kind of hitting our stride. Hitting our stride.
That was last episode. Listen to it if you haven't.
The thing that got me about last episode when I was listening to it, mm-hmm, was like, I loved it. I thought we were killing it.
That's a nice feeling.
And then afterwards, I was like,
did you think you sounded better?
No.
So I think it's just a you problem.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think you just can't listen to it back.
There's a ceiling to my voice.
You're not like the most expressive speaker.
Which is crazy because I feel like I...
Yeah.
Like it's kind of more expressive in my head.
Yeah, it's just your voice. Like it's not actually... You are an expressive person.
Feels more nasally than...
When you said nasally, it sounded really nasally.
Feels more nasally.
Oh, I didn't like that.
I didn't like it either.
My voice sounds better recorded than it does in my head. So maybe that's why I like listening. So I'm
that
like,
makes
who,
a lot of sense.
What is that voice? Like, damn, girl.
Who is she?
Who is she? That's probably why I like listening.
So is it boring to hear me talk?
No.
Like all the time?
I don't think so.
Wow.
I think it's like a you problem. Oh my God. That's three times. We should start like a jar where you have to put money in it or something every time when you say my name.
What's your name?
Janet.
Damn straight it is.
Damn straight it is.
I should learn.
Yeah, you should.
But I definitely don't have any issues not calling you Janet in real life. Where you're calling Drud in real life.
Yeah. I think I did better when she came back to the office.
She called me Jimmy with two M's and a Y, and I don't know what the fuck is wrong with her.
How do you mean she called you that?
When she texted me us last night saying sorry.
Oh, she said Jimmy?
Sorry, Jimmy, yeah. Oh. I'm like, sorry, Jimmy is the real way to say it.
Actually the truth.
How dare you.
Interesting.
So that was kind of my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me about your weekend?
I just said that I went for lunch with my bridesmaids. They got their bridesmaid dresses yesterday, so that was fun. Went for lunch, had some family over for dinner.
Oh.
Drink a bottle of rosé. Did not feel good in the middle of the night.
Rosé all day.
Did not feel good at all. Might have.
In what way?
Like I had to go throw up in the middle of the night. I think I just ate like a lot of food yesterday. I drank a bottle of rosé, but that's like, I think I just like ate too much, you know?
Yeah, I was probably eating too much, not an entire bottle of rosé. You're right.
Well, I did eat two pieces of pizza at like 11:30.
How is this an issue?
Well, I think I just ate too much like rich food yesterday.
Why are you looking for reasons outside of the obvious? You're fucking drunk.
Yeah, but...
Or are you like, I polish off a bottle of rosé every night. I never throw up.
No.
When I'm eating my salads and fiber bars, I'm fine.
When have I ever eaten a fiber bar?
I was trying not to be a dick.
Okay, well, either way, it was a combination of events. It wasn't
yes,
very
it
fun.
Was.
I didn't
like
it at all.
Drinking the first glass of rosé and the second glass of rosé. What are we getting to? Four and a half? Five?
Three. Just poured large glasses. The wine glasses I have probably fit almost an entire bottle if you filled them. They're ridiculous. They're massive. Why are you looking at me like that?
And you don't see, you don't hear it?
It was a Saturday night. We have people over. We were watching football.
But being able to fit an entire wine glass.
I don't do that. I'm just saying I probably could.
I get it, but like, that's a gigantic wine. Why do you have gigantic wine glasses?
I don't know. I got
glasses?
Them because they're cute. They have little mountains on the side. They have a saying on them, but it's so millennial. It's something
what
like
is it? The mountains are calling.
Something like that. Yeah, you're judging me so much right now.
Well, it's a fun dynamic,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So that's. It didn't feel great.
Yeah.
But I feel fine today.
I would love to talk about yakking.
Oh, really?
Okay. Somebody was telling me,
trigger
I think
warning.
It was just, wait, what?
Some people are like, it's like a thing. They're not into
okay,
it.
We'll put it in the content. We'll put it in a content warning. I don't give a shit.
This will be our first content
vomit
warning.
Content
of everything
warning.
We've talked about, first content warning.
I really should keep notes on a computer rather than, it's so much quicker to type, right? So, vomiting. Do you like vomiting?
No.
Yeah, right?
Bad time.
Do you feel better after vomiting?
Of course.
Okay, so this is where we're getting to, right?
Yeah.
So somebody was telling me the other night of just like, you know, like vomiting the thoughts out and like instead of, you know,
interesting.
It's a little easier to respond to someone's thoughts and feelings if they're like, I just have to like vomit this out because...
And they're, like, giving you permission to not say anything.
Kind of. Or, like, even asking you to not say anything. Or, you know, it's airing those piss pants out.
Yeah, gotta air them out.
Yeah, so, like, vomiting. Nobody likes to vomit. We always, like, just kind of, like, keep that shit inside.
Yeah, ideally.
We keep all that, like, sick inside. Like, we can dive into the metaphor where it's, like, we just, like, don't.
Man.
We don't want to accept that we're sick. We'd rather just, like, fight it internally.
Yes.
Rather than actually have that acknowledgement that we're sick.
Very true.
But then as soon as we get it out in the open.
Usually feel better.
It sucks. But yeah. It's
in the moment, it really sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a helpful device for me to be able to be like, okay, this is,
I like that.
This is not something I need to respond to and pick apart. It's like, yeah, it's literally just something that needs to get out.
To be heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. We have used a lot of bodily fluids, actions, metaphors for emotions in our 5 episodes of this podcast.
Peeing and vomiting. What else?
Well, I mean, that's 2 in 5 episodes. So it seems like a lot. Lot.
It's not even several.
Okay.
It's a so, few. So many before below 7.
True. That's true.
Several is 7.
Oh, okay. It's a good metaphor though. You're right.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It's neat finding meaning in things.
Yeah. It's stressful sometimes.
Oh?
Well, I overthink a lot. So sometimes it feels like overthinking.
Don't know what that's like.
Don't know her. Never met her. Well, that's nice for you.
What does that mean? Like you think over things or?
You sit there and ruminate on every possible outcome or thing that might have.
Ruminate. What's that word? And like, Google what do it. You need to do to make sure the outcome that you want
yeah.
happens?
Yeah.
And then you've already done something and you're like, oh it's my God, what are all now. The what are all the ways they're going to react to that?
Yeah. Or like, man, these are all the things I could have said that would have been better than the thing I said. Can't yeah. change it because it yeah. happened a week ago.
Yep.
But here are all the different options.
Shame on us.
Shame on us.
Shame on us.
Oh, man. Brutal. Yeah, that was my weekend.
That was your weekend. Any other updates?
No. Saw some of Stefan's family today. It was nice.
Yeah.
That's it. No other updates.
Okay. So we're getting into topics.
Yeah. Hit me. What do you got?
Ooh.
I got a couple. I've got an ongoing list, but some of them are more like it would be a full podcast.
Yeah, interesting. There are some that are like stories and whatnot. Yeah. Here's a good question.
Okay.
Okay, so you're eating eggs and a chicken and like some chicken at the same time.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to be eating the eggs that came from the chicken that you're eating or to eat eggs that came from a different chicken?
Oh, like... Okay.
Like, I understand that in the egg is not a baby, a chicken.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, the chicken is not being eaten with its child.
Which is good.
But in my head, it's like that.
Okay, so you'd rather know that they're not the same chickens.
No, I didn't say that. I have not weighed in on okay. this at all.
Well, part of me is going with the logistics of, like, most people don't eat egg-laying chickens. Like, that's not the chicken you eat.
Oh.
Because they're useful.
That's a good point.
They're eating the other chickens.
They lay an egg a day.
They lay so many. Yeah, if you have a couple chickens, you got a lot of eggs.
When do you think that
happened? And they leave them on the counter. You can leave those eggs on the counter. Don't need to refrigerate them.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool. You just need to wash them.
Yeah, don't put them in your mouth.
Don't put them in your mouth.
Don't you put it in your... When do you think laying an egg a day happened for chickens in their evolutionary history?
I mean, probably pretty early.
You think?
Yeah.
But why?
I mean, chickens are...
It seems like a domestication thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like the frequency. It's a good point because, like, were chickens laying unfertilized eggs before people started eating eggs?
Like, what's the point of, like, literally pooping out an egg
yeah,
every single day?
Yeah, how did that happen? Were they fertilized eggs that people were eating? Gross. And then it kind of shifted? Or is it like half? I don't know how chicken.
I imagine there was a growth period where, who knows?
Who knows?
But eventually people were like, you know what's pretty sweet? When these motherfuckers just poop out eggs.
It's the ongoing debate on Survivor. Do we kill the chicken or do we hope that the chicken lays eggs? Or do we let it go in this forest that it's not its native habitat?
Well, but like there are chickens in Polynesia.
Yeah, I think they survive everywhere. Now that I said that,
yeah,
they're surviving.
Don't be chicken racist.
What would you do? Would you want to kill the chicken or hope it lays eggs?
You know, do I want to separate? It's really like if you imagine a chicken and an egg being lowered into like a boiling pot.
Yeah. Which is better.
Or like go into the gallows. Do you like, I think emotionally for the chicken, better to be like, I don't think I'd want to see my child
boiled.
About to be executed.
I don't think they have that awareness. But I don't know.
I don't think that's what the question is.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
But would I just want my child to be executed somewhere else?
Right, just out of sight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go get my head chopped off.
Right.
And then my kid is going to be boiled alive. What do I want them? Will it help me be brave? Do I want to be brave in this situation?
There's a lot happening right now.
Hen history. Humans have been essential in creating the modern day egg-laying hen. Our anthropocentric justifications for using domesticated fowl throughout history has contributed to their evolution in ways that would have never occurred without our initial and ongoing intervention.
Checks out.
Not my favorite sentence.
Ongoing intervention.
Two sentences, but the second one is really long.
Yeah.
Seems like 10,000 years ago.
Okay, so a long time ago.
5 or even 10,000 years.
So for like most of what's important.
Once you get to the stage where you're like, you know what? I it's the Ouroboros. You're just like stuck in this never-ending cycle of consumption.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat every day.
Yeah.
You're going to choose the hens that lay eggs more often.
Yeah, that's true.
Going back to the heart of the question,
okay.
though. Do I...
I think I'd rather eat them separately.
That's just like for your emotions, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like you want some emotional separation between the child and the...
Yeah. But then I guess the chicken has to live with the fact that its child is dead for like... And maybe not right away. Maybe no time at all. I guess
it's kind of like a trolley problem where everyone dies anyway, and it's just like who they're lying beside is the
and
is
how
the
much
issue.
Responsibility do you have to take?
Yeah, like you have one person strapped to the track, and that's like one
and
of
if
the
you
parents.
Do nothing.
And then you've got five other the rest of the family members strapped to the other side of the track, and they're both gonna die. It doesn't matter which lever you choose. Everybody dies.
Everyone dies.
But one dies maybe watching the other people die.
I mean, when you put it like that, it's pretty bad.
It's a tough question,
yeah,
isn't it?
I don't love it.
Should we run it by the...
Maybe.
I don't think they'd care.
I think you said too much.
I think they would be like, really?
Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We've said that. We work in...
We bleeped it.
Well.
Well, we can decide.
Well,
either way,
50.
It's a question, and I don't have a good answer. That's all I got.
It is like, but like, at what about eating a parent and a child together feels more satisfying? Or it's like,
doesn't.
do I want to separate the parent and the child?
Do you want to separate them?
I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
I also am having a hard time because this is a really like philosophical question of a situation that I will never have to deal with, most likely.
You don't eat chickens or eggs?
I do, but the likelihood of them being
related.
Together related is just basically impossible. I guess if the apocalypse happens and I start raising my own chickens, then it will be a more pertinent question.
Chickens are so smelly.
They are very smelly.
Like,
but I think they're
disgusting.
Only smelly in like large quantities. Because people will have like four chickens in their backyard, like depending on what city you live.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're that bad. And like, as long as you're like cleaning things.
I don't know if I'd enjoy killing a chicken.
No, but people have them for egg laying purposes a lot of the time.
Yeah, or like, but like... Eventually, so I watched this show called Alaska, The Last Frontier.
Okay.
Do you know Jewel?
Yeah.
Apparently, her family just, like, homesteads in Alaska.
Cool.
Not her, like, I don't know if she has kids or a spouse or anything. But, like, her parents and her extended family.
Okay.
So they're just homesteaders in Alaska, and they had a dairy cow named Wesa. They had to kill it. And it was like sad. It was like, it was a cow that's been around for like a really long time. And then the
uncle. If you've ever looked directly in a cow's face, pretty hard to eat beef after that. Because they're cute.
Have you ever looked right in a cow?
And I still eat beef.
So is it hard?
It's one of those things where I say what I say is better than the actions I take.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great advice.
For me.
I love that there's no hypocrisy there. I love that we only hold other people to the standards that we don't hold to ourselves to.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of having a podcast.
Don't you know you're supposed to learn from my mistakes?
Yeah. My mom grew up killing chickens.
Like, as a hobby?
Yeah. She's been on a couple watch lists. Just kidding.
I keep texting people jihad means struggle and they keep joking that I'm gonna be put on like a watch list.
She would go down to like her family's farm, like family members farms kind of thing. She didn't grow up on a farm,
so she went out of her way to kill chickens.
Well, she didn't really have a choice. They were like, yo, she had to pluck them, I think, after they were dead.
That must be tough.
Which is like a whole thing.
Do you like what's the plucking process?
You soak them in water or something.
Yeah, right? But you don't boil them because boiling would be like
cooking. No, but it's hot water, I think. It is. It's really hot water and you sometimes wear gloves because they're really hot. Oh. Like, it's really hot water.
Hot, sexy chickens.
Hot, sexy, naked chickens. but I don't think she did the chopping of the heads. But they do run around. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't remember. She told me why that happens. I can't remember why. But
I think it's just... what's the word I'm looking for?
Physiology, biology, I was gonna say like, anatomy. I don't know what you're saying.
Not retribution, not penance. It's just the price you have to pay for killing a chicken.
You have to see it run around for a while.
Yeah.
The blood, like... I'm sorry, listeners. I'm so sorry.
Another content warning.
Yeah. Killing chickens. Guess that's what we're talking about now. Okay, are you ready for my topic?
Killing chickens and throwing up.
Yeah, what a time. So Stefan and I have been watching Mr. Beast Games on Amazon Prime. And it's wild because people are stupid.
In what way?
Well, this is what I want to talk about. So even very early on, like the first episode, there was opportunities for people to walk away with like $50,000, $100,000. And they were like, no, I'm going to win the $5 million.
Probably not.
And I'm like, statistically, you're 1 in 1,000. You're really not. And there's been, it was 1,000 people. And there's been like multiple opportunities for people to, early on it was like eliminate yourself. And then at different times it's been like eliminate yourself. And then at different times, it's been like eliminate everyone or like a huge group of people and win money. So there was one moment. I think they were at like 250. Maybe they were at like 500 people. I can't remember what they were at. But they were split into four groups. They must have been like 250 people. They were split into four groups. Each group elected a team captain. So they're like 60 people groups or something. Math is mathing.
How many people total?
There was 1,000 people when they started the game.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, that's okay. You don't have to listen. You just have to talk. and they elected their team captains, not knowing, but assuming they were going to get bribed or something. And they did get bribed. And it was like Mr. Beast was like, okay, the clock's going to go up, or the money is going to go up. And the first person who hits it gets that amount of money, and then it stops and no one else can get any money in this game, but their whole team is eliminated, which was like 60 people, and it went up to $1 million and no one eliminated themselves.
Whoa.
Isn't that? And I was like, that's insane. That's fucking insane. I cannot say I would be like, save 60 people to not take home $1 million.
Well, like, you're just trying to save those people to ruin their dream
later on. Well, and this is the thing. I'm sure a lot of them would see it as like, I'm taking away $5 million from them. That's not how I would see it. Mm-hmm. because they don't have $5 million. Mm-hmm. No one there has the money. So it's an interesting, there's so many people being like, if I do this, like I'm losing the $500 million or $5 million. And I'm like, $500 million, different story. Dope. People would be murdering each other, straight mm-hmm. up killing each other.
Kill Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Split it.
Literally. Yeah, but I was like, you're not taking away your, you don't have that money. You have zero money now. You have no money.
My question.
Yes.
You know on Survivor how you'll get a different amount of money based on how long you last?
What?
You don't know that?
Oh, people who are paid, like you're paid to be on the show.
Yeah, yes. You're paid like as a cast member.
Right, yes. And you get, yeah, if you last longer, you get paid more. That makes sense. Yes.
How many episodes are in the Mr. Beast games?
Only six.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like pretty condensed.
So yeah, even $50,000, like you're going to get more than your appearance fee.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And like early on, yeah, the first episode, it was whatever people could eliminate. I think it was like there was $200,000 up for grabs and whoever eliminated themselves split
I'm
the money.
I'm enjoying these talkies.
Yeah, you are. They are bright blue.
They have a lot of punch.
Okay. Yeah. All those chemicals.
I don't know what the flavor is, but
I can check for
it's
you.
It's got a lot of
later.
Different ones.
Fair. I believe it.
Or not. I don't know.
And I'm just like watching it. I really am having a good time just judging everyone. Cause I'm like, maybe there's people who would like be really proud of their partner for being like ethical. But I'm like, if Stefan was up there and didn't take the $1 million to save 60 people, I'd be like, who the fuck are you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what about us?
That it just does not.
That's crazy. They just stood there. And it went up and then it hit a million and he let it sit there for like 5 seconds before it went back down. And still no one hit it, the button. It's crazy. Like, I just don't understand it. There's been multiple points. Now, at this point, someone did take $450,000 to eliminate themselves.
Hmm.
So
that's reasonable.
So later on, but they were just eliminating themselves. So at that point, you're just an idiot if you don't.
Well, it might be easier to live with.
Oh, eliminating yourself for sure. Yeah. Yeah, it would be easier to live with.
You did a great job of vamping.
Yeah,
when I had
you
too
gave
many
me the little like
in my
hand signal. Thank you. I panicked for a second, but I think I kept it together. I tried to just not repeat the same thing.
If anything, it was really good.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. I like that. Yeah, it's just wild. Like you would take the $1 million, no? And eliminate 60 people?
I think I would have a hard time not giving into that impulse.
Yeah. But is it? I don't even think it's the wrong impulse.
Well, maybe you're evil.
But everyone's there to win money. Like you said, you're just going to try to, you don't want them to win money.
It is like, I do think it's different types of winning money. Like there is a version of where you earn something and you're proud of that.
That's true.
And then there's the version where you're like, you know, it's...
He screwed a bunch of people over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still think I would do it.
I would like to see that. Yeah. Not because I don't doubt that you would.
But then everyone's like yelling at you and saying like, don't take it. That would be hard.
Do you eliminate yourself at the same time?
I think in that one you did. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know one of the people from the first season of The Circle is on Mr. Beast Games?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
And she had a baby with one of the actors on AP Bio.
Oh, interesting.
Have you ever seen AP
Bio?
No,
I haven't.
Very funny.
Oh, really?
I think you might enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try. Is she still on? Like, do you know how far she got?
On The Circle?
Yeah, no, on Mr. Beast
Games.
No,
I haven't watched any Mr. Beast games.
I mean, it's not really about like people's individual storylines too much because there was 1,000 people. Even now, we're in the middle of the last episode, and there's like 50 people.
It's more about the Squid Game of it all.
Yeah. There was also... There's been a lot of Jesus and God talk. Like, so much. Like, a lot.
I remember Rob Sesternino from Survivor talking about, like, you know, like, these guys are talking about God and like praying to God. I don't think God has a vested interest in Survivor.
Yeah, it is interesting hearing people. There was this one guy who people really liked. What was the thing?
Was it Jesus?
Well, I think he thinks he
Jesus was a cool dude. 40.
He thinks he's Jesus. Uh-huh. But it's, I'm like, what's Mr. Beast's vibe that they like left all this in? You know what I mean? Because they edited the show a certain way to like put this as a storyline, as like a thing that's happening. I was like, that's really interesting.
Did we talk about social experiments last week?
I don't think so. We talked about it. We talked about oh gosh. We talked about it like at work this week a little bit. I don't really remember what we said, but we did talk about it.
It would be really interesting to be like a producer or an editor and be like, this is the through line.
Yeah.
The story.
It's like a weird, it was an interesting choice. Because it's one thing to like show people praying or like have someone talk about it and like, but it's been like a big plot line with multiple characters, like multiple people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, middle America showing up. Social experiments. Apparently there's that, the prison Stanford prison experiment. They're coming out with like a docuseries on it. Oh. And they have some of the people who are in it in the docuseries.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you watched that documentary?
No.
Ooh, it's hard to watch.
They made like a dramatized version of it as well, right?
Yeah.
Was Miles Teller in that?
No, it was the guy.
Was it the guy that looks like Miles Teller?
I don't think he looks like Miles Teller. Adrian Brody, I think is his name. Does that sound right? No, that doesn't sound right. Maybe that's his name? That was hard to watch, too. I did watch the dramatized one, too. I gotta Google this now. Adrian Brody, let's see. Adrian Brody.
Okay.
He's in it. It's hard to watch. But the real one, like, the actual documentary is pretty hard to watch, too. People are, like, kind of animals, is what.
Who did I say?
Miles Teller lookalike.
I might have.
He does not look.
I
like
might
Miles
be thinking
Teller.
Of Ezra Miller as a Miles Teller.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah, no. This was like much earlier than they came on the scene. This was like, I think, early 2000s this movie came out.
I'm seeing one from 2015.
Oh, maybe I'm crazy then.
C'est la vie.
Either way.
Anyway, I think that's a nice place to end. Did we talk about your topic was Beast, yeah, Mr. Beast
I think
games?
People are crazy. That was my.
People are crazy.
I love judging people.
There's not many people that couldn't use $5 million.
Yeah. Ooh, okay, one more thing before we end. My least favorite thing in reality TV, I think I've told you this before, is when people talk about how much they deserve the money as like a bargaining chip for why they should stay in the game. Oh, I hate it. When they talk like Survivor in the final three. If they talk about what they're going to use the money for. That was good. Or why they need the money.
Yeah.
That is my least favorite. It's like Trauma Olympics.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my life is worse than yours, so I should get the money. And I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And maybe it's true. Like, there are objective situations that are pretty bad, and people could use a lot of money to help them.
Yeah.
But not into it.
Well,
it's
only like 600 grand after Obama takes some.
What time period are we in right now?
I don't know. I think that was like around Fiji or whatever.
That is my least. When I see that, I just yell at the screen. I'm like, shut up. This is not what I want to hear from you.
It's usually something that like comes out in like a jury question though. Of like, what are
true.
You?
True.
What
gonna
would you
use?
This?
I hate when the jury asks that question.
And I'm like, fucking buying shit that I want.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
And like, okay, I'll tell you a sob story.
Yeah.
And how my life's been hard.
There's no way that if I get to Final Tribal that I got there by not being who I am. So I'm not gonna start live.
Man, I would love to see you on Survivor.
I have so many dreams and nightmares about it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that would be entertaining for me though.
hopefully I wouldn't be first boot.
True. You might need to like keep some things to yourself for a few days.
That would just bring me down, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that is the problem right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's an hour. We did good.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.